Okay, let's do it.
Good afternoon. This is a special commission meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It's 2 p.m. on Wednesday, July 20th, 2022. I'm Commissioner Michael Cragen. I'm located in hearing room 1025 at the commission offices at 210 North 1950 West. I'm anchoring this meeting, and we have several participants who are joining us online. Also in the room with me here today is our executive assistant, Shantae Asper. I'll just quickly go through those who I can see on the screen. I see Commission Chairman John Valentine, Commissioner Rebecca Rockwell, Commissioner Jennifer Frescas. We have Scott Smith, our executive director, Jason Gardner, legislative affairs director, Frank Hales, who has a grand new title that I don't remember. And also we have Joseph Adams from the Attorney General's office, who's our counsel. With that, I'll call the meeting to order. And our first item on the agenda is receiving public comment from individuals or groups wishing to address the commission for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the tax commission. Is there anyone who wishes to take advantage of that opportunity? Hearing none, we'll move on to our next item, which is considering accepting the proposed settlement agreement for employee grievance case number 2018 CSRO HO181. This is an action item. We do have our counsel available if anybody has any questions and want to discuss it. I think all the commissioners are briefed on the issue and have had a chance to read the agreement, but if there are any questions, we can discuss those now. Hearing none, I'll call on Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
Commissioner Rockwell, you're on mute.
Thank you. I move to accept the settlement offer presented in the employee grievance case number 2018 CSRO HO181 and authorize our council's signature on the related documents.
Thank you. That motion is in order. By statute, this is a roll call vote. I'll call upon Chairman Valentine.
Valentine votes aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Frescas.
Aye.
Commissioner Cragen also votes aye. I rule that the motion passes unanimously. Mr. Adams, you're authorized to sign the document on our behalf and resolve the matter for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Next item on the agenda is we have given public notice that Publication 5, sales tax information for vehicle and watercraft dealers and body and repair shops, has been updated, and we have published those updates. This is just an opportunity to let the public know that something has changed and make sure that they're drawn to their attention. That finishes our agenda, unless we have something else that somebody wants to discuss.
Commissioner Craig, and I wanted to recognize you as chairing for us today, and thank you for doing that. Today was a surge day, and we felt that it was important that we honor the governor's request. You actually ended up with the shortest drive time, so I thank you for taking on the chair today. I appreciate that very much.
My pleasure, and I was able to come in my zero emission vehicle, which just texted me that it has been recharged, so as soon as we adjourn, I can head back out.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I did see that there is a backside to this agenda. Are there any other commissioners' reports from Commissioner Rockwell or Commissioner Frescas?
I have nothing. Oh, go ahead.
I just wanted to thank Commissioner Rockwell for all of her extra work on our employee grievance case, as well as Mr. Adams. Thank you very much for all of your input. That was very helpful to myself, and I think all the other commissioners.
And then Mr. Smith, any executive director's report today?
I do. I just wanted to inform everyone that we have just rolled out a new service in our motor vehicle piece of the organization, of the agency. We now have the option where a citizen can schedule a virtual appointment, and they can do everything that they can do in a brick and mortar office. So they can actually do it from their home or their work, and they can schedule an appointment online. The appointment, you'd schedule it the same place you would schedule an appointment for a time in the office. So we're excited about this, and we think it will be beneficial to citizens. So thank you.
That's wonderful. Is that staff from the headquarters building or from the satellite offices?
Both, and it even from the county run offices will help staff it as well. Our goal is to, along with the governor's, is to create job opportunities in rural Utah. And so depending on how often it's used, it could be that we create people that would be their full-time job is to run these virtual offices. So an opportunity for employees, and the citizens. So a win-win-win all the way around. So I also want to point out that Utah is the first state to have full service of virtual offices. So we're excited and pretty proud of that.
Fantastic.
Congratulations. There's nothing else, I'll call upon Chairman Valentine for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Commissioner. I don't know how to refer to it in this situation. I move that we adjourn.
It is non-debatable motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
I vote aye.
Aye.
And it's unanimous. We are adjourned. Thank you. We end the recording.
Thank you all.
Thanks, everybody, for participating.